When you love riding a motorcycle, you want to ride it everywhere, even to a physical.
Let's check your weight. Hop on the scale. Look at that. You're down a few pounds.
Oh, yeah. Must be the new carbon fiber wheels.
And when you love saving money, you want to save even more. That's why GEICO makes it easy to bundle your motorcycle and car insurance.
I'm going to prescribe 91 octane for your engine knock, and we'll want to see you again in 3,000 miles.
Kickstart your savings with GEICO Motorcycle. Bundle and save on the things you love.
Time now for another Bob and Tom Extra. This is Christopher. You know, we get you to work every morning on the Bob and Tom Show. Now every afternoon at 3, we're going to post a little extra for you to get you laughing on your way home or whenever you download this thing. On the big show today, comedian-songwriter Haywood Banks, plus paddling, right after this.
It's a Martin. I ain't never played one of these. He tried to paddle to San Diego, and a wave took him out to sea. And he washed up on the beach at Waikiki. He's the only illegal Mexican in Honolulu. He's only been here 20 minutes and found him a roofing job to do. Yeah, they don't know if they're gonna run him off or if they're gonna let him stay, but it's looking good 'cause they're already calling him Don Jose.
About as far as
nice jazz chords there. Wow.
Miss something? Here you go. We'll try to catch you up. This is Bob and Tom Extra.
Big news today.
Big news.
Chick, Josh, you know about this. Hey, you heard about that?
What?
No.
Oh, Christy Lee's back. That's the big news.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, that's huge.
And Christy, of course.
Will you stop playing that?
Oh, I did mark. Not
Look
get
at the
married.
Size of that ring. Wow.
Okay. Okay. You didn't
How
get
How far
married.
Along are you? 6 months?
Yeah.
Oh, that would be
Oh, wouldn't
best.
That be great?
Well, I'd be calling
Ripley's Believe It or Not.
Yeah, that'd be a miracle.
I don't know about that.
Well, I mean, I guess I could.
You still have a viable.
I could carry a baby.
Yeah, you have a.
I don't have any eggs left.
It was, yeah, it was like my refrigerator on Easter, out of eggs.
Yeah, out of eggs.
I still have those eggs of color on my table.
Oh, I bet they smell great.
He doesn't want to say colored eggs.
No,
he doesn't. Hey, these times.
Couldn't don't possibly say decorated eggs.
Can you smell them through
can't,
the shell?
I yes. can't wait until they all start to rot.
Hey, make some egg salad. That's what my mom used to do with the old Easter eggs.
No, they've been sitting out too long.
Why don't you throw them away? They're going to start smelling.
Maybe that's why we were always sick as kids.
They look great. With us in the studio, the very handsome Haywood Banks, comedian.
How long can a hard-boiled egg keep
on
a table?
Isn't it 5 days
a good
in a
weeks.
Refrigerator?
How many weeks can a hard-boiled egg last?
Before you get, what do you get from that? Tomaine? What's the, I forget. The point is... The guy who puts the pee back in Tomaine. It's Haywood Banks. Hey, you got another song for us?
I
can't
do.
Wait to hear it. Go ahead.
Well, she tried Rasputin, fiddle, faddle, rootin', tootin', cunno, paddle, make do, kudzoo, yin, yang, wazoo, coupon, precious, crazy, spacious, Vincent, poupon, daisy, gracious, hot, pickle, Chanel, pop, yoga class, Regis, live, slimy, grimy, bullion, blinkin', lefty, Lucy, lumpy, Lincoln, never change your password if you've been out drinking.
Yeah!
Princess didn't work, let me in didn't work, QWERTY didn't work, Photoshop didn't work, I love you didn't work, monkey didn't work, 1111111111111 didn't work, fickle finger, Euro trash, bigger booger, broken glass, orange tang, wild fang, owl gang, do lang, aunts, uncles, nephews, nieces, forward, backward, Reese's pieces, uppercase, lowercase, upper, lower, upper, housefly, homework, 10 steak, big jerk, never change your password, never change your password, never change your PASSWORD. Oh, that worked.
Yeah!
Yay.
All right.
The password song. God, that's so
What's
true.
Your password, Tom?
Which one? I hate this thing now where they go, you're using that password somewhere else. You can't use it.
Who's telling you that?
I don't know.
I've had that happen.
I change it every year. Just first January 1st, I always do Alan Ludden and then the year.
Oh, sure.
So my password is Alan Ludden 2019.
Wow.
Oh, okay.
Well, AT&T and DirecTV.
Hey, listen, excuse me. More people got that joke than your manure joke. Okay.
But you know that was a joke that the jockeys just put in. Let's name it manure. Mm-hmm. Well, they call it Man O' War.
Uh huh. Oh, is that what the joke was?
Yeah, that was the joke.
I didn't even pick up on that.
Man O' War. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. That's a triple down.
Okay. It is.
They're going to be using that in blackjack pretty soon.
I'm sorry. You were saying, Jake?
AT&T and DirecTV
merged,
and you. So if you tried to check your phone, you had to use your. No. You had. At one point, DirecTV and AT&T were separate, so you had different passwords. Well, then they merged, and you had to use the same password for both of them.
Oh, I'm sorry, Chick. You may not have heard.
Whatever.
Okay, sorry. My fault? When you're right, you're right.
Well, there is a reason we're talking about it, because today is World Password Day.
Is it?
Yes. The holiday, observed on the first Thursday of May, is designed to promote stronger passwords among online users.
Okay.
So maybe today's the day you change your password.
Oh, God. I can't again. And now a lot of them, you have to have something from the top line, or here you got to have whatever it is. The
special character.
Dollar sign or the ampersand. Or
I always thought I was great for special character.
I just write in special password.
Or a number.
Oh, isn't the number one password the word password?
Oh, probably.
And I think everybody just uses their old passwords and puts an exclamation point at the end.
or the year.
Yeah.
So, anyway, good luck with it, everybody.
All right.
I know that there are apps now that remember your passwords.
Yes, and I'm not. This sounds like a hack joke. I forgot the password to the app that held my passwords, and I had to delete it.
Hack.
So see, that's my
it did
big
me
fear.
No good.
Yeah. I think the password should be sticky note.
Yes.
Oh, post-it note. That'd be good.
Want the password to this computer right here?
Yeah.
What is it?
Right on this piece of paper.
Yeah, mine are all underneath
there we go.
Too. Yeah.
You know, keeping a good password is fine, but when these companies get hacked, it has nothing to do with your password quality. It's theirs.
Yeah.
So, in any event, happy password day.
Yeah, so why do we have to suffer if they get hacked?
Exactly.
Yeah.
Let's stop using the internet. Who's with me?
Yeah.
Whoa, wait a minute. Netflix. Yeah. Hulu.
Back to renting porn.
Yeah. We can call it password over. Give it kind of a more gravitas.
So are they coming to take our first to the laptops?
There's a good idea for a movie. Just the internet goes away. See what happens.
Did you just sanitize?
Yeah, that'd be kind of a good comedy.
Wait, you just sanitize?
Yes, I did.
What happened?
Because I had to touch that piece of paper that has all my passwords on it.
He can't touch his own things anymore.
I'm getting a whiff of it too over here, psycho. So,
what are you doing? You sanitize with unleaded?
What is that?
I don't know, but it's
I have my own
strong brand.
It's designed to kill spirochetes.
Mix your own in the 55-gallon.
Let's get some more news out of the Navy Federal Credit Union News Desk with Christy Lee.
I don't know if you guys talked about this yesterday, but it was school principals.
We talked about it, Skip.
No, we did not.
We did not.
On May 1st, you're supposed to take the time to thank the educational leaders of the school on School Principals Day. So, Mr. East, I apologize, but happy School Principals Day a day late.
Man, we had a fine principal at our elementary school, Dr. Woodson. Just a good man.
Mr. Wood.
Huh.
Is it an absolute truism that the real badass is always the vice principal?
Back in the paddling days.
The paddling?
Well,
the vice president the one who, or vice principal, had to do the paddling?
Yes,
The thing from the Fantastic Four? It's paddling time!
God, we had Mr. Garner.
You guys remember, there was a paddle.
Sure.
Not in my time.
Oh, Mr. Garner was a badass.
We had a guy we called Prune, because he was, very kind of a square guy, but real wrinkled, literally like somebody out of Dick Tracy.
Wow. He looked like he had Thanos' chin.
Yeah,
that
exactly.
That sort of real wrinkled line.
Oh, God.
I'm not even going to bring up the nuns in elementary school.
Oh.
I got paddled. I got three whacks, man. Remember? Trip to girl.
And I wasn't there.
One, two, three whacks here.
I'm guessing you deserved it.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. But the guy who paddled me ended up dating a cheerleader at a nearby school, and
he went to prison for a while.
So, you know, I mean,
karma.
I wished really hard, man.
Yeah. When is it teacher-student sex day? Is that a?
is there one now? There might be.
There right? should be. That happens a lot more than getting paddled.
Yeah, it does.
Boy, this cheerleader.
And sometimes, I went to Schmidt Creek Elementary. There was no paddle.
Schmidt Creek. Oh, no paddle there.
No
yeah,
paddle
yeah.
up. Schmidt Creek High School.
Oh,
yeah.
Look at the time.
Mm-hmm, yeah, Christy, back to you.
A baby sea lion was rescued after it wandered onto a busy California highway.
Oh, boy, that could have ended entirely
no
wrong.
No joke. Yeah. Tuesday morning, drivers in South San Francisco stopped for the animal. One man got out of his car to try and herd the little sea lion with a handkerchief.
Club sandwich.
California Highway Patrol officers who were called to the area were able to get the animal into a patrol car. You are not helping.
Sorry.
The sea lion may have come from a nearby creek. It was taken to the Peninsula Humane Society and will be transported to the Marine Mammal Center in Sausalito.
Tom has his hand up.
Yes. Two questions. First of all, congratulations, Christy.
For what?
I know that there are a couple words that you can never say. We all have them. Peninsula is always one of your tough ones. Usually throw in an
no, she can
round.
Say peninsula.
Peninsula.
Municipal.
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 That gets
municipal,
the extra end.
Yeah. How about municipal, the municipal I can't peninsula?
Say. Okay. Yeah.
She thinks peninsula when she says municipal.
Okay, right. There we go. I knew there was a connection. Here's my question.
What?
I got one too.
Okay, now it's a sea lion.
Correct.
Baby, right?
Yeah.
Correct.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So why would they call them pups? Wouldn't they be cubs?
Well, just because lions are cubs.
Those are bee lions you're thinking of.
Okay. Okay. Yeah, no, I'm sorry.
Because they
look like little puppies, and the picture of this thing is adorable. Mm-hmm. It's got its head sticking out the window of the cop car.
Can you pick them up, or will they bite you?
Oh, they'll bite the hell out of you.
What town was that in?
It was near Sausalito.
That is amazing that they have sea lion cuffs.
Yes.
In the police cars.
Yeah.
That is just...
Mm-hmm. Not because they're little flippers.
Oh, little guy. This is a sweet little guy.
Yeah, he is.
He's like...
That would have been a real mess if someone would have hit that on the highway.
I would guarantee that everybody who was there and delayed had to take pictures of it so they could walk in and say to their boss, look, I swear to God.
Yeah.
The reason I'm late is we had to rescue the sea lion. They go, oh.
You're yes, fired. Yeah.
No boss is going to fire you when you do the sea lion thing.
That's right.
That's so nice.
They are cute.
Okay, well, but I'd be
good eating.
Someone let me know. Can you pick them up? I'm guessing no, huh?
I don't
know. They're probably slippery.
Regular sea probably, lions are gigantic.
But I mean, will the little babies tear into you?
No.
I don't think so.
Mm-hmm. I think they might.
I don't
they
think
might
so.
They might bite you, but I don't know.
You're right.
They probably have sharp teeth like puppies.
They hate people.
Man, he was on the 101 too. That's a busy highway.
You hate people.
Yeah, maybe I'm a sea lion.
People are the worst. Who doesn't?
Everywhere I go, there's people.
Okay,
awful.
World's littered with them.
Speaking of things in the road, did you see this ravioli story?
No, but you've got my attention.
This is kind of funny.
Yeah, and you guys know my position on ravioli.
Yeah,
the finest ravioli comes out of a can. Chef Boyardee has better ravioli than any restaurant I've ever been to.
You are wrong.
You have got to go to other restaurants.
Yep.
Chef Boyardee does have a really tasty ravioli.
Yeah.
It's got its own thing. I'm not sure what that is, but it does taste very
good. Don't order Chef Boyardee ravioli when you go to the restaurant.
They get real mad. Yeah. Real insulted. Mm-hmm. But that's what I want.
A suspicious package that caused a Chicago road closure turned out to be a can of Chef Boyardee ravioli.
Oh.
A police officer told CBS2.
We're on your side.
That the can of ravioli on wheels was part of a school project. The car prototype was made by a design student who placed it in the street to take a photo. Police said the red line, which runs underneath State Street, was briefly shut down while they looked into the suspicious device.
Bomb on wheels?
Yeah, apparently.
Well, Jesse Smollett had seen it and called and said, hey, there's a bomb out here.
Yeah.
Do you see that they're paying him to do the show next year, but he's not going to be on it?
But they're still paying him?
Yep.
Wow.
It seems like something he could get hooked up. Yeah, that sounds about right.
How does that work?
He'd feel comfortable taking that money, yeah.
They're trying to...
So this damn kid held up traffic for how long?
Yeah, DePaul student. I don't know how long.
It's not a sea lion. It's a damn college student.
It was a can of ravioli.
Boy, oh boy.
And in Chicago, come on.
Yeah.
They need holding up the traffic more than necessary.
No kidding.
I like this idea, though, of mobilizing canned food.
Is that
putting
right?
it on wheels?
Well, Chick, you're a big fan of the delivery. They're talking about the drone delivery.
Yes,
I don't
but
see
these are people.
I don't see that as being
program
safe.
Program a wait a minute, what am I saying? Maybe you could program cans to drive to your
Wouldn't
home.
Wouldn't that be great? Yeah. Josh, you want a little ravioli? You just grab your cell phone, dial in a few numbers, all of a sudden this
order
little...
some,
oh, I'd love it.
Dinty Moore,
cans of ravioli
house.
Marching down the street like the brooms in Fantasia.
Yes.
Yeah.
It's time to mobilize canned goods.
Yes.
You can put a big canned ham on wheels and roll.
I have never had canned ham.
Don't you have a minute. Don't you have a song about canned ham?
No.
I think
he mentions a semi-boneless ham.
Oh, that's right.
Semi-boneless ham.
He does mention a ham.
Do you know that song?
He also mentions a spiral slicer in a certain song.
Oh, that's true. That's true. Do you know that?
Press your buttocks against the window and I'll know you are home.
God, I love this song.
The view from the sidewalk is a vision all its own. There's no need to turn out the lights. Just press your buns against the window and it turns the day to night. The gasp of astonishment is still upon my lips from when I first saw your buttocks make that total eclipse. If there's rain clouds forming, there's no need to go on the lam. Your butt could hold the water back like the Grand Coulee Dam. Just press your buttocks against the window and I'll know you are home. The view from the sidewalk is a vision all its own. There's no need to turn out the light. Just press your buns against the window and it turns the day to night. And it looks just like saran wrap around a semi-boneless ham.
Oh, God, Haywood. That's such a great song. Press your buttocks against the window and I'll know you are.
It gets you right from the get-go, doesn't it?
One of the greats.
Yes.
You know, it's that's the world we live in. You got to get them right away.
Exactly. Hook them.
That's what they keep telling me. You got to hook them right away. Yeah. Okay, boss. You're the boss. Like we hooked you with that last story, Chef Boyardee ravioli.
Oh man, I was.
I would, you know,
on wheels.
As much as I don't agree with you, and sometimes do, I would agree with you. That is the best canned.
I don't think I've ever had Chef Boyardee.
Oh,
ravioli.
It's good.
What?
It is strong.
I don't think I've ever had it.
Oh. Hearty. Yeah.
We're a beefaroni family.
I've had beefaroni.
That has
had my share of beefaroni.
Mm-hmm.
Where were we? Oh, I know. Song time. Haywood Banks. I had a request because it's that time of year.
Yes.
And, the depending on where you are, the snow may finally be gone. Maybe getting too hot where you are right now. But do you have a song about this time of year?
I do.
Sneezing from the pollen, the chain caught my shoestring, hit the center bar on my bicycle and almost lost my bearings. I love summer. Good old summertime. I got sunburned on the soles of my feet. A lot of sand where the sun don't shine. Sunburned at the beach, in pain the whole darn night. So much skin peeled off my back, I can make a set of Samsonite. I love summer. Good old summertime. I got sand burned on the soles of my feet. A lot of sun where the sand don't shine. Putting on a cold, wet bathing suit. Mosquitoes and bees and tetanus shots in the derriere. Something's crawling in the foot of my sleeping bag and flaming marshmallows in my hair. Drop and roll. Caught a baseball with my face. Potato salad in the sun. Salmonella steps up to the plate. Listeria gets the run. Oh, I love summer. Good old summertime. I got foot sand on the sole of my boot. A lot of sun where the sand don't shine. Anyway, something else happened. I got sunburned on the back of my throat.
Oh.
Okay, thank you. Haywood Banks.
There's today's edition of the Bob and Tom Extra for you. Make sure you catch us every weekday afternoon at 3. You can catch us on iTunes, Google Play, and Stitcher. For the Bob and Tom Show, this is Christopher speaking. Have a great one.
Denk an den 31. Juli.
Wieso?
Last Call für deine Steuer.
Oh no, ich weiß gar nicht, wo ich anfangen soll.
Weil wieso Steuer? Das ist wie Steuererklärung, nur ohne Stress.
Ist das einfach?
Klar, macht fast alles automatisch.
Dauert das lange?
Nö, einfach per App.
Na dann.
Hol dir jetzt dein Geld zurück mit Wieso Steuer. Bis zum 31. Juli abgeben.